be 4CBA. W4, never give up. 0TR, W4NGU.
DJW Mobile.
Dave, W4NGU.
Hey, Phil, were your ears burning today?
No, y'all been talking about me. That's okay.
We have been. You will be enlightened at the proper moment.
Fine. Well, how's your flying going?
Nada. Not a bit. And I hate that, too, but I guess it's been kind of hot. People say it was hot this summer, so I'm thinking I'll have all the code written I'm working on right now very, very soon. I did a clean slate and rewrite this morning, and it's looking 10 times better than it was before. So I imagine I'll be able, after a few deployments, I'll be able to get back to flying.
Stop an alarm on my phone. I couldn't live without those alarms on the phone. That's the best thing to come about. About the phones. Well, that's good. I went out to the field one time with Steve, and that's a nice field in the upstate. Now, I've been to the one when there was a big gathering in Woodruff, and man, there was hundreds of people, and there were some guys there with some huge wingspans.
And that has taken Byron's Originals third place for first place for the largest RC modeling event on Earth. At one point in time, it was Sailplanes out west, and then it went up to the North Seas at Oshkosh for Byron's Originals, and now it's at Woodruff, South Carolina for Joe Nall for Harkness's fly-in. Biggest one on planet Earth.
They were getting that notoriety. They got some nice planes in that hangar I took some pictures of. Golly, it's been about 8 years ago now. And the nose cone on one of those planes was just perfect chrome. Have you seen that one?
There's thousands of them. So if that one existed last time I was at Joe Nall, then I probably saw it. Last time I went was a few years ago, though. It's so crowded. It's just hard to... hard to get around, but it was fun. It was fun. This year I didn't go.
Say slowly, Joe Nall's, I'm not getting what you're saying or not remembering it.
Yeah, that's the name of the event. So Pat Harkness, the guy that owns Harkness International, he used to own Pepsi, but he sold it. He's pretty well known in Greenville. He had a buddy named Joe, J-O-E, and his last name was Nall, N-A-L-L. And he passed away, I don't know, some 40 years ago. And Pat has been having a yearly event for him ever since, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It got so big it outgrew their little RC airfield over there behind the Greenville-Spartanburg Jetport. And plus, it was so close, you couldn't fly more than 400 feet back then. Back then, 400 feet within 5 miles of an airport. So he moved it out to Woodruff and called it Triple Tree because there were three really big trees on the field. One of them died, so now it's Double Tree. But anyway, it just grew and grew over the years, so they named it after Pat Harkness's good buddy, Joe Nall.
Well, that must be Pat's son, isn't it?
No, it's not the same last name.
I mean Harkness. I thought Harkness had passed away quite some time ago.
No. He's got those pictures of him in this month's Model Aviation magazine at Joe Nall, getting ready to do a speech. He's still kicking.
Well, I tell you, they sure have made some money with that franchise. It's just unbelievable, and it doesn't take many people. I heard way back years ago they sent like four guys to South America and set up a plant and ran it successfully. I mean, it just makes money like crazy.
Yeah, one of the guys we fly with used to work for him, Steve Bollinger. I don't know if you knew him or not.
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, anyway, he had his own hobby shop. He kind of took after Pat with the business kind of thing. But anyway, he flew airplanes. So he flew more down there. Well, he flew up at Robinson's airfield, the Blue Ridge Flying Tigers, and then they lost that field at Lake Robinson and moved down to below Michelin. And he was really big, one of the big people that sold equipment down there.
Well, I guess you know that the original formula for Coke had cocaine in it.
Yeah, I knew that. That's why they called it Coke.
Pretty good gig. But I guess everybody's trying to cut back on carbonated drinks, but I still enjoy one here and there. I love the carbonation. That'll really quench your thirst.
5 or 6 years, less than a year ago, I went for 5 or 6 years and didn't drink a single one, except for maybe when I got like a hamburger at McDonald's or something like that, which was rare. And just recently have started drinking them again. I was perfectly content without them once you kicked that habit. Anyway, Phil, I'm backing it in the garage. I got to unload some very expensive groceries. The price of groceries hasn't come down yet. Anyway, and good talking to you, and we'll be talking to you some more in the near term. W4NGU, W4DJW.
Good to hear you, Dave. See you later, W4. Never give up.